The so-called Wokester Police Commissioner has gone head-to-head with National MP Simon Bridges. The pair clashed in several heated exchanges in a select committee today over the police's approach to gangs. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
Simon Bridges set the tone, jumping in early to challenge the man he calls a Wokester. The National MP zeroing in on Andrew Costa over his assertion it's difficult to accurately measure the rise in gang members.
Gang numbers in New Zealand, it's inarguable, are increasing incredibly significantly.
So do you accept that? We've launched this operation.
No, do you accept that?
We've launched this operation because we are concerned about gang activity.
And I just want to know
if you accept the gang numbers. Can I answer your question?
Well, that wasn't my question.
We have no confidence about the total number of active gang members.
But Mr. Bridges really went on the attack when he asked the singer.
Okay, Commissioner, do police still arrest criminals in New Zealand?
Mr. Bridges took aim at the policy of policing by consent. And while he didn't call him a Wokester to his face, Mr. Bridges said he felt Mr. Costa had tipped the balance too far in the wrong direction.
What does policing by consent mean when Mongols take over a road and are there? Because it seems to me, I'm just trying to be straight with you, what it actually means is you don't show up.
But Mr. Costa stood his ground.
When we look overseas and we see the violent clashes that have occurred between police and ordinary citizens over COVID lockdowns, over issues like Black Lives Matter, that's what it looks like when the police lose the consent of their community. As I have said to you, we have put more pressure on gangs, taken more assets, taken more guns in the last year than we have at any time in our history.
Mr. Bridges accused the Commissioner of tailoring his message today because he'd seen his public criticism.
I've now had interchanges with you twice, Commissioner, in committees. I've found that you're very capable of being firm with members. I just asked you that you're that firm with gang members.
We are as firm as we have ever been with gangs, and that is evidenced by the prosecutions we've undertaken outstripping what we have done in the past.
Problem is, I don't think any New Zealander believes that, Commissioner. Yes.
Speaking to reporters afterwards, Mr. Costa said he welcomed the robust debate.
It's not my place to comment on the conduct of members. I'm going to focus on the issues. I'm not going to get into that conversation. I'm going to let my actions speak for themselves and the positive impact that we're having for communities.
Mr. Bridges defended his criticism of a public servant, saying that Parliament needs straight shooters.
And when it comes to public safety and a very woke, nuanced approach to crime, I feel that New Zealand needs some hard questions and some honest talk.
Former Police Minister Stuart Nash says Mr. Costa is an exceptional man and leader, and he has a theory on why Mr. Bridges is lashing out.
I think it's unbelievable. You know, I think this is probably Simon's play for leadership, if I'm honest about this.
Mr. Bridges denied that he had been reprimanded by Judith Collins over the saga, or asked not to repeat the word woke.
I've great respect for the leader of the National Party, but I only get tellings off from one person, and that's my wife.
From Parliament for Checkpoint, Yvette McCullough.